Exclusive, Carrie Lake, Trump wants someone who is America first for vice president. By Katherine Hamilton on February 25, 2024. Former President Donald Trump is looking for an America first vice president. Should he be re-elected in 2024? Arizona Republican U.S. Senate candidate Carrie Lake said at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC 2024, at the Gaylord National Resort and Convention Center this week. I think he wants someone who's going to be a good partner, who is going to fight for this country, who is America first, loves our country, is supportive, and loyal, to not only him, but someone who is going to do great things, Lake said. And the great thing is, we have so many great people in our America First movement. He could pick from literally hundreds of them, Lake added. Lake further pointed to the many great patriots here at CPAC, and contended that Trump could probably pick from anybody in the audience to be VP. She also said she is 100% in support of him and whoever he picks as his running mate. Watch, Carrie Lake, Trump needs to keep igniting the spirit of America to win in 2024. Lake also spoke with Breitbart News at CPAC. When Breitbart News' Matthew Purdy asked her what Trump should do to win the 2024 presidential election, she said he should keep doing what he is doing. He's igniting the spirit of America, really the spirit of our founding fathers, she said. Lake added, we have 9 or 10 months to save America, but said she is so encouraged to see how engaged conservative voters are ahead of a highly consequential election. I actually get chills thinking about how I'm seeing everyday people who've never been involved in politics, stepping forward, showing up at conventions like this, getting involved, calling our office, saying, how can we get involved? She added. President Trump needs to keep doing exactly what he is doing, reaching the people of this country with his incredible hard work and policies that are going to bring us back to some strong economic times, safety and security, and world peace, she concluded.